Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Today, Joe Biden throws a grenade at Putin, metaphorically speaking, of course, a troubling pattern with Biden's SCOTUS nominee and Jussie Smollett released from prison as he awaits his appeal. You are not going to want to miss that one. We've got all that and more coming up, and it all starts right now. Welcome to the news and why it matters. Happy Friday Eve. I am Sarah Gonzalez, and I am joined today by Blaze TV contributor Yaku Buyans, host of The Bottom Line, which everyone should be subscribed to and watching. Also joined by Pat Gray, host of Pat Gray Unleashed here on Blaze TV, which everyone also should be subscribed to and watching and or listening wherever you get your audio podcasts.
Yes.
So
all of that.
Did I cover everything?
What you said.
I should wake up early with you in the morning.
Yes.
Yes, and then listen to it all day long on the podcast.
Well, here's the thing, because like if you're up that early, that really sucks for you. And Pat can make it better.
Yes.
That's a rosy way of looking at it. That's good. That's half glass full stuff. That's what you get from the from Sarah here.
That's what I try to do here. By the way, thank you to Texas UConn Graphics for my Don't Beto My Texas shirt. It is just quite perfect. All right, so let's get into the headlines of the day. So Joe Biden, this was a very interesting exchange. He was mingling with a bunch of people. This was yesterday. Yesterday, I believe. And he was being asked a bunch of questions by reporters. One of them was, do you consider Putin a war criminal? To which Joe Biden responded, no. And then he does this weird, like, circle back 30 seconds later. And then he's like, wait a second. What was the question you just asked me? Oh, wait, I think the answer is yes. A very, very bizarre exchange. Let's watch that.
Mr. President, after everything we've seen, are you ready to call Putin a war criminal?
No.
Did you ask me whether I would call
Putin a war criminal, sir? Are you ready to call him a war criminal?
I think he is a war criminal.
Will you be meeting with him?
Yeah, I... Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it felt a lot like... Did someone tell him to restate it? Because he clearly heard the question and answered no, and then said, wait, did you ask me whether I would call? Oh, yes, I would. But you heard the question because you very emphatically stated no. And then something happened, either the brain kicked in or short-circuited, whichever way you want to look at it, or someone was like, no, this is actually the answer we want you to say. I don't know what other options there are, just a very, very weird exchange. And of course, a spokesperson for the Kremlin responded by saying that Joe Biden's comments were unforgivable. They said, we consider unacceptable and unforgivable such rhetoric of the head of state whose bombs killed hundreds of thousands of people around the world. Things are looking great, guys.
Biden's statement was from the textbook at poli-sci class, probably at Brown University or some university. It's called a political pivot. Right there. He had a couple seconds to think about the political ramifications, maybe spoke truly from the heart, or someone came in his ear and was like, that's not going to play so well, so just pivot. That's what they do. That's what that class of politician will do. They'll walk it back 5 seconds after they said it, and he'll probably walk it back tomorrow again and flip-flop.
But, I mean, I guess because these people just want war. Right. Because I don't understand answering that question. So first of all, just so
right. Very just, confidently.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
Premeditated.
He is. Yeah. I mean, you would think as the head of state, you would use some diplomacy and just be like, we're looking into it. This is being investigated. And I can assure you that we will get to the bottom of it.
But it's not an off the cuff question. It's the topic of the hour.
Right.
Every hour.
Right.
So, I mean, he must have been asked that question probably by now 50 times, or at least discussed it. How do we label Putin? How do we classify the situation? So it was emphatic. It was quick. No, mm-hmm. not a war criminal. Okay.
It's too soon to tell is the answer, right? I mean, we don't have the evidence yet.
I think especially if you
as
are...
As the head of state.
Right.
Now, do I think he's a war criminal? If he really had 10 people gunned down in a breadline, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's a war criminal. Mm-hmm. If you're bombing hospitals
right.
and schools,
right.
then, yeah, you're a war criminal. You're doing that on purpose. Then, you know, for us as American citizens, we can look at that and say, yeah, he's the head of the United States of America. He's the leader of the free world. It's reckless and it's inappropriate, really.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, gentlemen, on the news yesterday of all of the, what is it, $800 million that we are now sending to Ukraine in form of, you know, military weapons, military equipment, things of that nature? How what are your thoughts on that?
I mean,
next question.
It's difficult. It's hard because I don't want anything bad to happen to the Ukrainian people.
Yeah.
I'm tired of being, I'm intervening in people's military actions. I have had enough of it as a country. And so, you know, I've stated multiple times that I don't think we have an obligation. We don't have a treaty with Ukraine. They're not in NATO. People keep citing the Belarus memorandum, which... obligated Ukraine to get rid of their nuclear weapons, and then in return, we would help them in some ambiguous way. Well, I think we've done that with the sanctions. Mm-hmm. I think that we've done that with the military assistance. I mean, they don't have a chance without us. So I'm really torn on it because I want them to win.
Yeah.
I do want them to hold off the invasion. And we have the capability to help them do that.
But for how long?
Yeah. And at what price to us?
Right.
I mean, if we get sucked into this thing, that's not going to be good.
Well, and even the money, I'm like,
it's a tax.
We're not doing great over here. Yeah. Right. We're not doing great over here.
It's true.
It really doesn't feel wonderful to have to already be, you know, giving that much money to the government, knowing that they're sending it overseas, you know, to get involved in a war that we have no part in.
And I two things I want to say about it. Number one, we've been talking about trillions and billions and $5.2 trillion, and $800 million is a tremendous amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of money, and it's taxpayer money. To Pat's point, and I love what Pat is saying, here's my concern with where we are in general. We are reactionary. That's a very dangerous place to be in as a human being, as a fighter, as a leader. When you react, you get painted into a corner. Zelensky painted Biden into a corner publicly, in front of the world. What will you do? I want you to be the leader of the world, right? Because we react. If you're proactive, you think two, three steps ahead, which is kind of how Russia plays chess. Mm. You think through, you do not get painted into a corner. You are proactive, you pivot, you send messages to Zelensky going, buddy, this is it. This is the final check. Like a son that went off the prodigal and say,
it's all we can do.
This is what we can do. You don't get painted into a corner on the international stage with 5 billion people watching or whatever it was, right? Mm-hmm. Going, now you're in a corner, oh crap, react, throw 800 million at it. Because that is a bottomless pit. Now we've set a precedent. We've now feeding the stray dog. Not that I'm, it's like, who's begging?
Right.
Because it's not just about Ukraine. It's the next crisis.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, this administration sets precedent that we will have to live by or reverse. And that's very, very difficult to do. So because we're reactionary, look, if you react to culture, you're late. We're supposed to lead in this issue. By not sending our troops, by not fighting their battles, by sending messages, by, you know, setting a standard saying, hey, we're with you, we're praying for you, we've done what we can, go fight and fight hard, we're with you. I want to root this fighter on, but I don't have to stand in his corner and get, you know, clean up the blood, right?
Yeah.
I can root him on from a distance. And so, yes, but I think Zelensky knows what he's doing, too. He knew that it would paint Biden into a corner.
Yeah, I mean, it was very smart.
And look what he did this morning with Germany. Jeez.
Yes.
That's really painting somebody into a corner.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Telling them that essentially, you'll care more about your economy than you do Ukrainian lives.
Yep.
And we expect you to do a lot more. Wow, I'd be pissed if I was German.
Because how do you react to that as a leader of a nation? You're damned if you
right.
do,
right.
you're damned if you don't, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but unfortunately, Sippy Cup Joe speaks for all of us now in this situation in the world's eyes, because they look at America, mm-hmm. which is us, the viewer, the taxpayer, and we're represented by those two people at the
yeah.
top.
Yeah.
Kamala and him. And it's not what we're about. It's not who we are, right? And so that's the unfortunate situation. It's a bad situation. We are not in a good spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I go back to something that Eric July said yesterday, which is it really is so incredible to see so much of, you know, like European countries and places who are always like, oh, the United States just needs to stay out of our business.
Right.
Stop
mm-hmm.
trying to be world police. Stop mm-hmm. trying to get involved in everything. Mm-hmm. And then they need help. And then they're like, no, you have to come help us.
Yeah.
It just seems like, you know, to go back to what the term you just used, Yaku, you're just kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't with these people. They're never going to be satisfied. You need to stay out of it until they want you in it. And then you got to go back in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very difficult situation to bring it home for people. It's like having a family member and you've enabled the family member to be an addict.
Mm-hmm.
To then all of a sudden one day go, I'm done now. That's very difficult to do. That's tough love. Mm-hmm. We have enabled the world to call upon us and say, come fight my battles. Come, and we've done that over time. We've gotten involved in wars we should never have been involved with.
Yeah.
And to walk that back, unfortunately, is going to take tremendous spine and character, and the guy that's leading our nation just simply doesn't have it.
Yeah.
He's ill-equipped for the task.
I want to bring up one other thing with this. I literally just saw the headline. Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher actually raised more than $30 million for Ukraine just on their own, which is a novel concept, right?
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm.
people can have the ability to do that, raise money, send it to them. It doesn't always necessarily have to be in the form of taxpayer money.
Right.
You know, I mean, 30
Ashton
million.
Ashton does a lot of that stuff.
Yeah,
he does a lot of really good
she's
stuff.
She's from Ukraine.
Yes, yeah. yes. So it's very near and dear to
sense,
them.
Makes sense, right?
Yes, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wonder, you have to wonder how much more of that we would see when it wasn't, we didn't already know 800 million of our tax dollars was going to it. You know?
Right.
And a concern, Jason Butt will probably have an opinion on this. Another thing that's just a flashback concern for me, because I had Victor Avila on. He's the last FBI agent that was shot in Mexico, 3 bullets in the chest, the whole deal. But he was shot with an American weapon. That was Project Maverick. Our guns in the cartel hands. Who gets this money? Where's the weapons coming from? Who's getting the weapons? It's not just you sent $800 million.
Mm-hmm.
But is there any transparency down the line? Is there any, you know, feedback for actually where's the weapons coming from? Who gets the weapons? We know that dark cells in the Ukraine are getting weapons in their hands. So it's one thing to just say we're sending $800 million.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Yeah.
Where does it end up?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when we have some of our own soldiers shot with our own weapons as we fund both sides of a war, intentionally or unintentionally, right?
Yeah.
So it's reckless.
Yeah. I want to go to a clip of Kamala Harris that I saw. This was, March 11th, so several days ago, but it just came across my feed, and it just kind of struck me because, you know, all of these leaders are trying to blame Putin for everything that's going on in our country, even though we saw all of the gas prices start rising way before anything with Russia and Ukraine started. We saw the inflation. We know why that is, but they continue to blame it on Putin. Here was Kamala Harris the other day saying that, look, there's just a price to pay for democracy. All right, watch.
Then the president did say in the State of the Union, there is a price to pay for democracy. You gotta stand with your friends. And as everybody knows, even in your personal life, being loyal to those friendships based on common principles and values, sometimes it's difficult. Often it ain't easy.
Isn't that what you just said?
But that's what the friendship is about, based on shared values. So that's what we're doing.
Oh.
I mean, just what a horrible analogy.
Oh.
That's not at all what you're doing, is keeping a friendship based on common values. That's not at all what we're talking about here. But there's a price to pay for democracy. I guess the anti-war left is no more. They're gone.
That's for sure.
They've gone bye-bye.
That's not what they were saying in the early 2000s when they were all opposed to Bush and everything he did. There's a price to pay for democracy. Yeah, they've completely become hawks. Mm-hmm. And conservatives like us have gone the opposite way because of what we've seen in the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. And it didn't work out well, and it cost lives and treasure, and we're kind of done with it. And we realized, okay, well, yeah, let's stay out of all of these conflicts and mind our own business for a while.
Right.
And they've gone the complete opposite way. It's bizarre.
It really is. It makes you wonder, like, are they just doing it because they just can't, agreeing with us would just, it would piss them off too bad. They can't fathom it. I can't figure it out.
Look, according to them, the meanest president in history.
Right.
So happened to not have a single war.
Right.
How ironic is that?
Yeah, facilitated peace in the Middle East.
Took a couple bad guys out with a single drone strike, no collateral damage, no kids, buildings, hospital, nothing. It's ironic.
What a bastard.
Mm-hmm. Well, how evil is that? You know, because they profit from war.
Yeah.
They live and die by George Soros and the Rockefellers and the Murdochs.
They do. But what about the average leftist, just the regular American citizen who's going along with this? That's who I'm referring to. I know why the elites do
it. In fishing, we'll say the fish swallowed the bait, right? It's not just a hook. They've swallowed it so deep that they don't even know how to turn around. But when I listened to that, this is what I heard. Democracy has a price, not the price that you say. And sometimes you just have to be loyal, and it's very difficult. Yes, because you had to sell your soul for the party. Mm-hmm. They are party first. They sing by a single playbook. We know that if you join the Senate or the House on the left, you get a laptop preloaded with documents on it, with a certain script. We know that they absolutely abandon the value of life, the value of self for the party. Mm. Screw the American people. Yeah, you sold your soul. So yeah, that should be difficult.
Yeah.
But that's not democracy.
Yeah.
Right? We fought and paid in blood for freedom in this country. And yes, the conservatives have now realized, listen, we stuck our nose in some wars that we shouldn't, and it hurt the American people in our economy. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that now saying, let's go shoot them up. Let's just go, make war with everybody. Yeah, because soon we'll have war in the Middle East.
Right. Well, and I mean, you can also say conservatives looked and said, hey, that was actually a bad decision that didn't work out well. We should not do it again, right? We should not do it again. The left turns the other way and goes, hey, that was a bad decision that didn't work out well. We should definitely do it again.
Yeah, let's try that again. It's like Marxism.
Yeah.
They never understand. It doesn't work. Right. No, I can do it right.
Right, right.
We'll do it right.
One more time.
They're going to do war right.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore. There's one more.
Just one more.
And we're not a democracy.
Thank you.
I'm tired of it.
We're not a republic, a democracy.
We both the U.S. and we Texas are republic.
All right, we've got more to come. But first, we want to thank our sponsor, Patriot Mobile. So Patriot Mobile, for those of you who are not familiar with them yet, they are America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. So if you are looking at the world and you are like, I am so sick of all of this woke BS, all of these woke corporations who are maybe taking a portion of the money that you send them in your bill and they're donating them to all of these left-leaning causes that you spend all of your time fighting against. That is what Patriot Mobile is for. But not only are they for that, they also offer the same nationwide coverage. They use the same towers as all of the major carriers. So you're getting that same great nationwide coverage. Plus, you have that peace of mind that your money is supporting things like your right to free speech, things like saving babies in the womb, things that you are fighting for alongside them. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget. They've got 100% U.S.-based customer support team. They really, really do provide exceptional customer support. And you can know that you're participating in the parallel economy. You are giving your money to a company that shares your values and is going to fight for them as well. You can go to patriotmobile.com/news, get free activation with the offer code news. By the way, if you're a veteran or first responder, they are going to give you a discount on top of their already very reasonable prices. So support a company that loves America and shares your values over at patriotmobile.com/news. That is patriotmobile.com/news. Senator Senator Josh Hawley tweeted out yesterday that Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, quote, has a pattern of letting child porn offenders off the hook for their appalling crimes. This was a several series, a thread. In fact, I retweeted it if you want an easy place to find it. It really is a thread worth going and reading the entirety of. I'm not going to read it word for word here, but he said, I've noticed an alarming pattern when it comes to Judge Jackson's treatment of sex offenders, especially those preying on children. He says that even back during her time in law school, she has questioned whether convicts should be made to register as sex offenders and said that it leads to stigmatization and ostracism, which, like, yeah, that's kind of the point. She suggested that public policy is driven by a climate of fear, hatred, and revenge against sex offenders. And she also advocated for drastic change in how the law treats sex offenders by eliminating the existing mandatory minimum sentences for child porn. That in every single, this is what he says, in every single child porn case for which we can find records, Judge Jackson deviated from the federal sentencing guidelines in favor of child porn offenders.
Jeez.
So, yes. So this is Joe Biden. Is it any surprise to anyone that this would be Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee? But here we are. And he says that the Sentencing Commission has refused to hand over all of her records. And of course, in light of what we've learned, he says this stonewalling must end. We must get access to all relevant records. Yeah, you think? I mean, we just have confirmation hearings next week. Mm-hmm. So probably would be great to have all of the facts of a judge that you want to put in the highest court of the land. I don't know. Call me crazy. But you may want, like, what is that thing that we always talk about, informed consent? Yeah, we should probably get that here as well.
Yeah, I'll say this. If you cannot protect innocence, you have no place in U.S. law.
Mm-hmm.
Not as a county judge, as a you know, district judge, definitely not on the Supreme Court. But this is by design. They know. They nominated this woman because she aligns with their values. They do not frown on child porn. Mm. They do not frown on child sexual exploitation. Otherwise, they would have done a single thing to help us defend children in this country. Meanwhile, this president revoked all the executive orders Trump signed to defend children from predators. He did it day two. The very bill we worked on with President Trump, he turned around day two of his administration. So, of course, they want someone to sit in the Supreme Court that is okay with child rape, literally. She also wrote, and she's also quoted on stating that child porn collectors is just having a collection of child porn. They should be able to collect child porn. No, you are sick and twisted. And I can tell you, she views child porn. You defend what you value. That's it. In life, you defend, and what the heart's filled with, the mouth speaks. So she is okay. I want Americans to hear. We're talking about a Supreme Court justice potentially to be voted in here or sworn in or confirmed that is okay with human beings collecting child porn, making child porn, even to the point where one of the cases she tried, a guy did it with his own daughter. Child porn on his own 10-year-old. He got a 121-month sentence. She said that's 2 months. He should get 71 months. That guy should be under the prison.
That's incredible.
Okay, so just know this is what the Biden administration, and they know. Well, why would they? Because she aligns with their value system.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no way they don't know.
They know.
Because before you nominate somebody, you fully vet them.
Of course.
They've
Are you kidding me?
Every aspect of her life.
They also didn't have that many people to vet because they already pigeonholed themselves into saying it was going to be a black woman.
The black women that were potentially nominees have all been carefully vetted and looked into. The fact is, the left is on this trajectory right now where they're trying to normalize child porn and pedophilia. Yep. It's shocking and sick and twisted. And it really, I mean, if we can't all agree as a nation about child porn and pedophilia, we're done.
We are done.
You're not a civilization anymore.
No, this is by God's grace only, Pat. I'll tell you this. I don't know. I pray this often. And I ask God, how are we still here?
Yeah.
Because Sodom and Gomorrah was toast. The Greek Empire fell because of child rape, men raping boys. The Roman Empire fell because of sexual immorality. Even the Asian Empire fell because of this, and they said, no more. We won't stand for this. We're thinking of nominating a Supreme Court justice that speaks positively about child porn? We've lost our minds.
It really does make me wonder. When I read this initially, I thought to myself, I heard where you went with it, Yaku, but I thought to myself, does she have someone close to her in her life that like has done this, that she just has compassion for, and therefore it's infiltrated her? Maybe it is.
Sarah, I don't know. When I profile her for what we do.
Yeah.
Walk into any church tomorrow and start talking about porn, and I'll show you who views porn. I'll show you who views it in the church.
Right. By the way that they react?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is a child porn consumer. She has no problem viewing child porn. When she sees child porn, that inside of her does not revolt and go, I want to vomit. It's vile. I must defend the children. She does not. She defends the perpetrator from the bench.
And if it were a man, we'd definitely be saying that.
Oh, yes. Are you kidding me?
1,000,000%.
They would be disqualified immediately. Society would disqualify him.
Yes, yeah. Well, and it is interesting, Yaku, you mentioned that she called them collectors. So what her point was in that was that, look, a lot of people who are actually in possession of this, they're just in it for either the collection or the people who are loners and find status in their participation in the community of child exploiters.
And we should celebrate child porn collector. My status in the child porn community is really high. What?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
It's all very, very bizarre and obviously very scary and dangerous.
She should be investigated. The FBI should investigate her right now. Anybody that speaks that way in our community.
Except they're as twisted and corrupt as she is.
No
probably.
Kidding. Yeah,
that's the problem right
who's
now.
Who's going to investigate her at the FBI?
She should be.
Who do we have left?
Yeah.
My gosh.
It is just very, very scary to see our children just continually getting tossed out the window by an entire political party, it seems. Mm-hmm. On every single freaking issue.
That's right.
Every issue. Just crapping all over your children. It's just bizarre. Like, I don't understand how they keep winning. But then I'm like, well, that's right. I forgot. 81 million votes.
Well, and look how they're
most popular president ever. That's why they fortified it. We know. So
look how they react to the Florida situation.
Yeah. Yes.
Where we're just talking about kindergarten through third graders.
Right. Right.
Just leave them alone. That's all we're asking.
Yes.
And that's they were calling it bullying.
Yeah.
And cruel.
Yeah.
Mother Teresa, last who word. Was not conservative, okay? Mother Teresa said.
Not by a long shot.
Not by a long shot. Mother Teresa said, if you've lost the ability to defend your children, you have in fact lost your nation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was a very liberal woman, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's a true statement. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, there's another person who is benefiting from this this whole light on crime theory that the Democrats have. That is Jussie Smollett. We will get into that after the break. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Z-Stack. So, look, I mean, if you don't know this by now, I'm not sure that it's ever going to get through, but I feel like a lot of you, this will resonate when I tell you that the last 2 years have taught us that you can't leave it up to the government to take control of your health, tell you what is healthy, tell you what you should do in any certain situation for your body and for your wellness. You can't listen to them. You got to take control of it yourself, all right? And this is where Z-Stack comes in, all right? So Z-Stack is a specially formulated immune-boosting supplement. It includes zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin D. A lot of you guys actually have all of those things probably in your medicine cabinet, and you are taking them all separately. And it's like such a pain. You've got four big bottles and
costly.
Yes, very costly. You've got to take all of them separately. And look, this is the thing with Z-Stack is that it's got all of the things that you need. You know that your body needs. You know that it's going to help give you immune support, not only against COVID, but also against the flu and other things that may pop up. Z-Stack is just good all the way around for your immune system. And you're going to want to make sure that you take it now so that you can boost your immune system and not get sick later on. So don't wait. You got to go to ZStackLife.com/Y. Get all of the good stuff in one capsule. It's a very easy to take capsule. You don't have to remember the rest. You don't have to, you know, get your medicine cabinet all full with all of these other things. You don't need those. Just get ZStack. ZStack.com/Y. Promo code Y will get you a discount. That is ZStackLife.com/Y. Promo code Y. So yesterday evening, I saw this breaking news, and the baby was already down. So, and I was downstairs, and he's upstairs where he couldn't hear me. And I let out the loudest gasp and was just like, oh my gosh, you are not going to believe this, to my husband. An appeals court in a 2-1 decision said Jussie Smollett could be released from prison after posting a personal recognizance bond of $150,000. So he doesn't actually have to lay down any money. He just agrees to show up for court as required. This is because he obviously, you guys, I'm sure, are no stranger to the story. He was recently sentenced to 150 days in jail after he was convicted of lying to Chicago police about being the victim of a hate crime. This was 5 felony counts of disorderly conduct, but he appealed. And he gave this like ridiculous emotional outburst in court after his sentencing. So he spent 6 days in jail. And then they said, well, he's just drinking ice water. He's not eating. And he was weird. Yeah, I'm like, that sounds like a personal choice to me.
Yeah, it is a personal
Play
choice.
Stupid games, win stupid prizes, I think. Mm-hmm. So, you know, well, but he's not well. He went to a mental evaluation because of his outburst in the courtroom. And now he is able to walk free as he awaits his appeal. It's just amazing to me, all of this white privilege here that this man has. I say that obviously sarcastically, but it's like, I don't believe we would be seeing this if this were some, you know, white man actor who had staged a hoax claiming that a black man had attacked him for being white. And now the judge would be like, well, yeah, you can just stay at home while you wait for your appeal, even though you were just found guilty. It's incredible.
It is.
As a term of the usual suspects, a couple movies made about that. Go back to the early part of this trial. The usual suspects, I promise you, did what they did early on when they bribed a judge. Jesse Jackson, Jeremiah Wright, Louis Farrakhan, all the old guard, the Obama guard from Chicago. There was foul play here behind closed doors. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? I had the same reaction. Yeah. I stopped in my tracks.
Like, how does this happen?
And then I said this. Look at that picture. Does that not look like a Colin Kaepernick moment? Watch, this guy will get a Nike deal. He'll get a book deal.
And he'll never do a day in jail.
He'll make $10 million in the next 5 months. Mm-hmm. It is despicable.
Yeah, it does seem like the left really is clinging to like all of the degenerates these days. These are their heroes.
And the guy, the evidence is just, there's such a preponderance of evidence against him.
He should be paying Chicago police for their time.
He did have restitution.
He did, he has to pay him $125,000. Mm-hmm. So that part of it hasn't gone away. I think what will go away is the jail time. I bet that goes away completely. Because
golly,
that's where we are right now. I mean, it's to the point where you can ramp up the tension in this country, like it's not high enough already.
Right.
The racial tension here. And that's what he did with this hoax. He, by claiming that 2 white men attacked him when it's 20 below in downtown Chicago at 2 a.m, and they scream, this is MAGA country. You're just trying to inflame the situation and pit people against each other. I don't care what kind of attention whore you are.
Yeah.
That's not okay. Yeah. And you should do time for that.
Yeah.
It's exploitation and lying to the police. 5 felony accounts,
and it's inciting racial tension and potential rioting.
It's really interesting to me, too, because he seems to use that excuse for literally everything. He said, you know, these men attacked me because I'm black. That didn't turn out to be true. Then when he was sentenced for the crime that he committed on his own, he was like, she only gave me this jail time because I'm black.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like everything is because you're black. It just was like, bro, that didn't work. Did you not just live through this entire like court setting? That excuse obviously didn't work. Why are you continuing to use it?
But remember, they double down, right? When it doesn't work, they double down.
That's what we just talked about. You're right.
What came to me when I heard that, I said, okay, now the outburst, I'm not suicidal. Yeah. Now it makes sense. That was preloaded by his lawyer.
Setting it up.
You're going to yell, I'm not suicidal. We're going to paint the narrative. Your life's in danger. You fear for your life.
Right.
All of a sudden, you're not healthy. You're not safe. Hey, 6 days. 6 days for lying to five felonies. Six days.
This is from an actual African American.
Yes.
Right here.
Yes, that's true.
That's right. An actual African American.
That is true.
Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome.
For speaking truth.
Mm-hmm.
It is really
incredible. Pat's about truth.
Incredible.
We're about truth here.
That's exactly right.
Which, by the way, speaking of truth, when he did go through that outburst that you mentioned, Yaku, he did. I think a lot of people missed it. He was saying, I'm innocent. I'm not suicidal. But then he said, if I did do it, it would have been for all my black brothers and sisters. Like, he literally pulled an O.J. Simpson.
He said, if I did do it.
He's like, this is for all my, you know, something about black fists or something. I don't remember what the rest of it was, but it was like, hey, wait, he literally just said that's called code.
He just threw code to the community.
But if I did it, so I'll await his book. If I Did It, by Jussie Smollett. All right, we've got to go to break. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Fast Growing Trees. Totally. So spring and summer are the seasons for, you know, we're finally getting outdoors. It's not so cold anymore, at least here in Texas. I don't know if it is where you are, but we've got the sun out finally. You got pool parties starting back up, barbecue starting back up. But if your yard looks like a plant cemetery, you're not going to enjoy it as much. Don't let it be that way. You got to get your place looking like a resort with Fast Growing Trees. FastGrowingTrees.com. They have experts that actually will curate thousands of plant varieties that will thrive in your specific climate, location, and needs. So you go there, you type in where you live, and they can give you a ton of different recommendations depending on what it is that you want. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to get your car all dirty with dirt and stuff from hauling these plants all over town from the big box store. You're ordering online, you're ordering over the phone, and your plants are shipped to you in 1 to 2 days directly to your door. They've also got growing and care advice available 24/7. Look, I use this because I have no idea what I'm doing when it comes to planting, nor do I like really love it. I know there are people who do. It's not me. I just need someone to tell me, here is my zip code. Tell me what I can plant that won't die if I forget to water it. And they did that for me, and it has been great. The customer care has been wonderful. The only problem is that they have so many freaking choices. They have everything. It'll take some time for you to be like, I don't even know what I want because this all looks amazing. You got to go there. They've got a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, by the way, so you can trust that everything will be healthy for years to come. You can go to fastgrowingtrees.com/news. You'll get 15% off of your order. That is 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/news. Chris Cuomo is not going away quietly. This is, of course, I love this. Ousted CNN anchor, Chris Cuomo. That's great. I should have led with that. He's demanding $125 million from CNN in an arbitration filing that claimed that his reputation had been smeared. Obviously, you know, for those of you who have been living under a rock, which I think is none of you because you were watching this program, but he was fired after this investigation into claims that he improperly helped his brother, then Governor Andrew Cuomo, during all of these accusations of sexual harassment and assault that were made against him. And then as they started investigating, they found all of these previous sexual harassment claims against Chris Cuomo, and Cuomo says he was unjustifiably fired and he asked for compensation for the loss of future wages. He also said that Zucker, Gollust, and others at the network all were updated and informed about his activities, about him helping Cuomo, and so he thought that he had approval for what he was doing, which I'm sure that he did. So this will be interesting. Look, I'm just rooting for injuries. I don't have a dog in the fight. I just, if it's Chris Cuomo, up against CNN. I just want to sit back and just watch the demolition occur.
That's Sun Tzu, Art of War. If you have beef with someone, find someone else to fight him and just watch and take the spoils. Look, I'm sure that Zucker knew. Because as we've seen, that whole organization
is
rife with sexual immorality and craziness. So, no, that part I don't think he's lying about. He's probably going, if I'm going down,
I'm taking everyone with me.
You're all going with me.
It's just interesting when liberals eat their own. I love it.
Yeah,
I
love
too.
It. Just bring me the popcorn. Let's sit back and relax and watch it happen. And now he's going after his so-called friends at the network, like Don Lemon. I mean, the two of them were buddy-buddy every night with the handoff. Lemon and Stelter and all these people, it couldn't be a better group of people to be in trouble. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Plus, now CNN got sold to Discovery, and they're talking about cleaning house completely by the end of spring, which would be really cool as well.
Yeah, well, if you're Discovery, you know, again, the due diligence that goes into buying a big corporation, you know that they've marked this and they've got a very clean plan to separate themselves from, if they're wise. And Discovery's doing well. They've really done well over the times to keep up with programming and so on. So it's going to be interesting. But it's a sport. Let's watch.
Yeah, I mean, certainly they would do the same to us, right?
But they were gloating over the death of the Fox reporter. These are despicable people.
Yeah, they really are. So it'll be interesting to see how far that goes, how many people get run over by the bus, I guess, just between Cuomo and CNN duking it out. I don't think that I had CNN's demise on my bingo card in 2022, but they've just been bought by Discovery.
Yeah.
It looks like Discovery wants to take it in a new direction. How great would it be if we got Brian Stelter was
That'd
gone,
be awesome.
Right?
And Don Lemon.
Don Lemon
and all those
was
people
gone.
Were so deserving
Look,
of
it's
being
in their name. It's called Cable News Network, and cable's done, so it's time for that network to...
Well, and let's think about maybe the trajectory of this. I could argue was them pushing so hard and pushing so many lies about President Trump to get him out of office when that was the only reason that they had ratings.
Yeah. Yes.
And now that Trump
realized,
is gone.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
We should have been more careful about what we wished for because now we're in trouble.
Yeah.
That was the only thing keeping them afloat. And now they don't have it.
It was a lifeline.
They still try to manufacture Trump bashing, but it's not the same.
It really is incredible when you see that. They can take a completely different topic that Trump has absolutely no part in, and they turn it back to Trump every time. It is really bizarre.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. All right, we've got to go to break. We'll be back.
What was it the night before?
Before we go, just want to issue a warning for all of you out there. Axios is warning of the rise of white nationalist Hispanics. Yes. Yes, that's right. It's a big problem. You didn't realize it's a big problem in this country?
Sarah, that's
Yeah, it is, I think.
Wow.
They always call me white passing.
Yeah.
And I'm not a true Hispanic because my skin is not tan enough. So I do believe that it would be me. They say that this is threatening public safety and our democracy. And it is a small but increasingly visible number of far-right provocateurs with Hispanic backgrounds.
Isn't that interesting? Wow. Just as the Hispanic vote is beginning to turn Republican again.
Yes, all of a sudden.
Now,
all of a sudden,
those guys are the problem, too. Mm-hmm. They're white supremacists just every bit as much as white people.
Yeah.
But I saw this coming when we were on the border last, and we go to the border often, but when we were on the border last, I asked Border Patrol, and they go, no, hold on. Hispanics are Hispanics coming across the border. All other nations are called exotics.
Huh.
Hmm.
That's the term on the border, exotics, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I said, is there a difference? Oh, yeah. No, there's different treatment for the Hispanics and the exotics because the word probably was traveling back saying, well, they're not with us anymore.
Right.
They're going over to the right.
Interesting.
And so, the exotics get different treatment. That's Venezuela, Cuba, Honduras, Guatemala. Different treatment at the border than if it's a Mexican-born.
The Democrats completely miscalculated on Hispanics because they thought okay, they're all going to vote for us in mass. And what they didn't realize was a lot of the people that are coming across the border are conservative.
Yep. Certainly
and
more
Catholic
conservative
for
than
the, out loud. And yep. family oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, is that the places where they are going so radical are the places where most Hispanics are like, we believe in the right to life. We believe in the right to be able to teach our children our values and not yours in the public
Absolutely.
Schools. Like they're going so
Very
far off the deep
oriented.
End. Yeah.
But
and
doesn't
they're
it feel good?
Them.
Doesn't it feel good that again you're labeled as a threat to the Biden administration?
Absolutely.
You're so
100%.
Powerful.
That's good. Me. That is me. All right. Thanks guys for being here. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.